review the main svara from last time. Right? The main svara from last time is when, again, the facts were if you have a nair which has two holes, right, in the middle of the case, if you have a vessel which has oil and you have you basically have a cover on top, and on the two sides of the cover, separated, you have 2x. I'm good. So you have 2x. Right? So you would have thought, Havmina, that it would count as only one candle. Kamashma and Sich, you know, it counts as two. For two people. So we said is that as a chafta, it's one there. It's a candle part. A candle is like a kli, it's a certain vessel with oil, and, you know, it's one thing. It's one there that has two parts, you know, 2x. It's like a double there, but it's one entity. So you'd say it only counts for one person. I don't care if you you know, make it very luminescent or whatever, but it's still one. It's one entity. As a universal framework of defining it, it's only one kli. It's a nair, sheyesh shnei pios. One nair that has two openings. So therefore, it only counts as one. But kamash malon, that the idea here is pearson. The mitzvah is pearson. So the way you measure the candle and quantify the candles is by how many mefarsimim are there, how many vehicles of the pearson. The pearson is by the flame. So the idea is, since there's two openings and two flames, so therefore it's a double pearson. Right? And therefore it counts as two. Right? The component of nair, the flame component, is the primary here. And therefore it counts as two. Right? Okay. So then the question is, then you have Rava's case, is if you have basically a kli which has a bunch of wicks inside of it, put a kli on top of it, a cover on top of it, so it counts for many people. However many wicks you have. So the question is, what do you need that for? Isn't that the exact same thing as Rava's case? As Rav Huna's case, the same exact thing. What additional chiddush is Rava teaching you? Right? Same thing. It's not identical in the, you know, in this actual, you know, structure of the thing, but it seems like you could have had the exact same chagira. You'd say it's one air, because it's one oil source and whatever, and it lodges a lot of wicks. So if you say no, since there are many lights, it's defined as many. Right, Pearson? Could say the exact same svara. But you only need two cases to teach you the exact same svara. Right? Must be there's some difference, some new chiddush that Rav is coming and teaching you, which you wouldn't have otherwise known. So that's our question. What is that? So we're trying to figure out differences.
Right. Well, the difference I missed, but I mean, the one we came up with.
And how the Gemara presents the cases. Let's just look. What's the way it presents it? There's a subtle difference in the nature of the way it presents it. Ner sheyesh lo shnei pios.
Oh, one's a ner, one's a kar.
Okay, good. Good. You're going, getting somewhere here. Ner sheyesh lo shnei pios. Versus you have a kara, you put a bunch of wicks in it, and then you put a clay on top.
Well, I think one's made specifically for candles.
Okay.
Whereas one's made just,
okay,
just
good.
A regular bowl.
Good.
One's a can like wax and one's oil, right?
No, they can both be oil. No, they're
both
oil.
Oil.
Yeah, Nera can be oil also, yeah. Nera, Shiesh, Lospios. One's specifically made that way. The other one's is some sort of like a science project.
In other words, the holder doesn't matter. It doesn't have to be designated.
In the second case,
yeah.
Or it isn't designated.
Isn't.
Well, it's not teaching you that holders don't have to be designated, and then that's going to do it 2 or 1 or 3 or whatever. That's just the halacha that you're allowed to use. You're allowed to use whatever you want for, you know, to hold oil. I don't think it's teaching you that. You have to make a difference which is going to matter vis-a-vis the count. Some reason why we think that by the ner, sheish, or shnei pios, that will count as two. But in the karo, the oil around it, no, that's not going to count.
So a karo is just a vessel?
Yeah, it's a dish, plate, right. Bowl, I don't know, something like that. Yeah, vessel. Yeah, so why should I think that matters? Why should I think it matters? It's true. A nair is like made as an air. It's an air, she has just an abios. Karo is really just a plate. And you're just on putting stuff in and then artificially just coming along and putting a clay on top of it. So therefore what? So therefore what?
So it might look like you're just using it for light. You're not using it for candles.
Yeah, but then it shouldn't count for anything. I mean, then it's just a general halacha that you're allowed to use menorahs made out of the dishes. You know, but that's clear. I don't think you're going to know where the teachers do that. That seems real. You know, you want it to be specific to the number here, right? To the number. Because you don't have a reason why you would think that this ner sheyesh lo shnei pios counts as two. But still, you may think that this kara.
Oh, a candle looks like it's a two-parted candle.
Okay, good.
So you see it distinctly too. Like,
okay, good.
Whereas the Kara is just like a bunch of wicks floating around. So I mean, it's still kind of distinctly too because they're all separate.
Right. Okay. Good.
But I don't know.
Okay.
Each wick does not have its own surrounding circle. If that's what you're saying.
Yes,
each wick does not have its own surrounding circle.
But it's still, once you have that second clue on top of it, they're still each their own distinct candle. Because you can clearly tell them apart since they're not touching.
Okay.
So maybe just come teach you that. If it's not, I don't know. Even if it's not a candle, it's just an aura. Like, I don't know why you'd think that.
Okay.
A car wouldn't be good.
Okay. You guys are getting close. Getting close. So maybe like this. Okay? Anyone else want to give it a stab? No? Okay. Your phone looks like it's going to fall out.
No. Thanks.
Okay. So maybe like this. Let's just take the first case. See, in the first case, let's analyze the first case and it's only again. You have a negotiation with an APS. And we'll ask you, how many entities is it?
One.
So, I previously told you one. Right?
So now you're changing it to zero?
Oh, now I'm changing. Well, no, now I'm saying like this. Is that you could have said, you really want to think about it, you could have said, I don't know, I'm not sure. It's one, it's two, it's like a mix, right? No, it's because it's a Nair, Shish, Nair. So it's one vis-a-vis the holder, it's one. Vis-a-vis the wick flame aspect of Nair, it's two. It's like, there are two different ways of looking at it, right? There, and it's intrinsically in the Kli itself, it's like a confused Kli, right? It's a Kli which has two different perspectives. You could define the thing in two different ways. Okay, it's vague, right? Depends on your emphasis. For a vessel maker, maybe you define it as one. For a light specialist, the wick maker, you define it as two. Whatever. There's different perspectives. The thing itself could be interpreted as, forget about a Hanukkah, forget about Pearson. The Chafza itself could be interpreted in two different ways, as being a singular entity or as being a double entity. Now comes along the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah, and you're using it for the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah, which is Pearson, and it tells you it's machria, it decides, it says vis-a-vis Ner Chanukah, which definition do we choose? The two. Because what's primary vis-a-vis Ner Chanukah is the wicks and the flame, not the vessel. Right? So since the thing, the Kli itself, is up in the air, is hanging, how do you define it? Now you're using it for Ner Chanukah, for the mitzvah Ner Chanukah, which is Pearson, and it underlines one framework, the framework of the wicks and the candles and the lights, and it says it's a double Ner. It's two Neros. It's not one Ner. If you described it, the Gemara calls it Ner Sheyesh Nepios because it's talking from the framework of the vessel, but there's another framework. Maybe in most realms, you'd say more primary is the vessel, but there's still in the construct of the utensil, there is one whole oil holder, but there is two wick holders.
There's so two essence.
It's like a double, right? It's like a double. It has mixed messages, and so far as the candle has, like I guess you could say, has two components, at least two components. There's the oil holder, and then there's the wick holder, and the place where the malakum of the flame. Right now, this Kli, normally they're one and the same. Normally, you have one oil holder and one wick holder. Or you have two and two, whatever.
So in
here,
order to,
it's like itself, the Kli itself, vis-a-vis the holder, it's one, vis-a-vis the wicks, it's two. So we don't know, so how do you identify such a Kli? So the answer would be, I guess it depends on the framework. I mean, you could answer, look, more primary is the Kli, and that's what it goes by, you know? But you could say, depends on the framework. And they say, oh, Ner Chanukah, go by the wicks. It's a double, it's two Neros. Right, that's the, you could interpret this
so
what about Rava's case? See, in Rava's case, you have basically one dish. You have a dish.
We just said you go by the wicks.
Oh, I understand by the wicks, but see, it's different because it's not a pre-made like candle, a double candle. It's not. It's a cup. It's a plate. It's basically one plate, which is one plate. Okay, now, and you put a bunch of wicks in there. You just, but that's not like part of the kli. Whereas in Eretz Yisrael Pios, it's like the kli, the design of the kli itself is a double. The kli is designed to be a double. It's a singular oil holder, but it's a double wick holder. Here, it's one kli. It's one makara.
And it doesn't have the ability to be.
It doesn't have the ability to it. You just artificially shove a kli on top and separate the wax. That's not, it's not like part of the architect, you know, the structure of the building of the kli. It's one kli. It's one kli and one nair. Now you just artificially put a little, put borders, put something around it so it blocks them off and makes it into separate things. But that's not, if you'd ask a candle holder, a candle guy or whatever, you say, how many caneros is that? He'd say it's one. He'd say it's one. Now, in terms of piersum, it functions for multiple piersums. Okay, that's true. But you'd argue is that what piersum could do is it could tell you which framework of nair you go by. When you have a nair which has two different ways of looking at it, when the nair itself has a suffix, has two different ways of looking at it, piersum will tell you, pick that one. But where in the framework of a nair, it's really one nair. And now it's just that, hey, it, because they're separated, it will work and be great person, will be a multi-person. That can't define the thing as two nairos, because there's nothing in the framework of nair itself, of the structure of the nair itself, which lends itself, which makes it do. It just, you've managed to separate the flames. You've artificially separated the flames. So that's what Rava is teaching you, is that that doesn't matter. That the person doesn't simply go, you know, resolve something within the world of Neros. It doesn't just tell you which framework in Neros you could look at, but Pearson defines the Ner. And if in the framework of Pearson it's 100 Pearsons, then it's 100 Neros. It's Pearson forges a new definition of Ner. It doesn't have to use the structure of the Ner and choose one of the things in the structure of the Ner. But Pearsum itself could create the shame there. This is an Eir Shel Pearsum. And how many Eir Shel Pearsum is it? How many flames are there? So even though in the structure of the physical structure of the utensil, it does not, is not 100. But how many flames are there? How many Pearsums are there? That's how many Nairos. Nair, the framework of, in the framework of Pearsum, Nair means.
Right. So pretty much you're saying not only do we judge the Nair off what kind of kli it draws from, whether if it's one clear or not, but we also don't judge it based off, like, the I guess the structure above it as well.
Exactly.
So we're rejecting like everything you think.
Exactly. Right. Exactly. It's rejecting Rava's.
All that matters is that the fact that the wicks are separate, yes, because all that matters is people who
exactly
see.
Exactly. All that matters is the flame. So it's the like whole, the structure is totally irrelevant.
So then, could you say the mitzvah of parsabis is only based off who sees it then?
Based on
because all that matters is them seeing separate flames.
Right,
not,
the visible,
it has nothing
right
to do
it's based
with
on the
light.
Visible, totally based on the visible entity, not based on the structure at all. See, it's not based on the structure of the nair. This has nothing to do with the structure of the nair. You could have said it depends on the structure of the nair, which aspect of the structure, and the one which is more visible. But it's saying it has nothing to do with the structure of the nair. Ravuna lends itself to saying is the structure of the nair. Nair is nair chanukah. You have to light forth through two structures. Oh, but is this two or is this one? So we go by the wicks because that's a more important part of the structure vis-a-vis Pearson. But here he's saying his vis-a-vis structure is totally it's one. It's one structure, 100%. It doesn't matter. It doesn't do with the structure. Ner Chanukah is flames. So the Ner. Ner in Hilchos Kelim means utensils and the wick holders and all that. Ner in Ner Chanukah means candles, lights. How many lights are there? There's 100 lights, there's 100 flames. It's simply, it's not Hilchos Kelim. It's Hilchos Ner Chanukah and Hilchos Pearson. So kli, nair is a type of a kli, and there's kabel tama on there. I mean, there's halachas about the kli kalim of a nair. It's a type of a kli like any other kind, but this is not that. This is the framework of Pearson, and it forges a new entity. This is what Rav is holding. Maybe Ravuna disagrees. We don't know. We don't know whether Ravuna would go along with this. Maybe Ravuna holds that in nair chanukah you have to be lighting two nairos, and if since in the universal framework of nair and the structure of the thing is not two. Maybe you'd say that's not two, that's one. There's two piersums, I don't care. You have to have two nairos. And there's no framework of nair, of a structure of nairos lends itself to that. Rava could be his argument. I mean, I don't know. We don't know if it's an argument. Simple pshat is an argument. Ravuna is saying one case, and Rava is saying a further chiddush. So, you know, but whether it's Rava, you know, saying this is what Ravuna meant, or it's taking arguing, but it's a new point, it's a further point. You guys with me?
Mm-hmm.
So what's interesting here is the difference. See what I was asking? What's the difference between the two cases? Is it's like you have to think conceptually. It's not really a difference in the physical. It's very easy to miss because it's like there's. It's not really structurally different. But like you guys are on a good track. It's different because in one of them it's like made as that kind of an error, and the other one it's like an ad hoc kind of a thing. You know, but it's you have to kind of say why should that matter, and then you have to kind of get towards the thing. You know, but it demands like kind of trying to, you know, think about the case in a much more conceptual way, more than just on the physical, you know, the mechanics of the body. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
How are you doing? Just to spell out, assume it's machlokas, just to kind of motivate the thing a little bit, is that the goal here is piercing. Right? The goal here is piercing. But there's a form to the piercing. Again, you can't just put up a sign on your house that says there's a, you know, a neon or whatever, some sort of big screen TV that talks all about the
right, so Rav is saying that this form, this is another way from which you could do piercing.
Right. Rav is saying, right. Well, Rav is saying is, well, Rav is saying is that the essence is piercing, but it's through Neros. But it's through Neros. So this is where you have room for an argument.
Oh, so it doesn't necessarily have to be through the Kli itself.
Right.
Which is done through the narrows, but
right.
It could just be through the narrows.
Right. Rava's saying is, since it's the narrows are merely a vehicle of piercing, you define the narrows merely by the piercing component of the thing, the flame. But Rav Huna is going to say, the piercing is through doing a maisad lakas on air. So you can't just throw out the framework of a ma'isad lakas aner. There's a ma'isad mitzvah. It's not just piercing. It's not just neon lights. It's a ma'isad lakas aner. So you got to define it as two in the framework of a ma'isad lakas aner. If no one in the framework of a lakas aner would say it's two, in terms of the framework of a aner, it's definitely one. Everyone's going to say then that's one. So piercing is very nice, but piercing you need to do with this form in which the piercing takes place. So the question is that pushing? Is that going too far? I mean, that's the question: is how much is it tied to like the framework of the hadlakas haner and the universal definition of ner, and how much could it go away from that and go towards piercing and say no, the entity is defined purely from the framework of piercing, you know, the flame, and the flame isn't really an entity in a normal framework; it's the ner. Flame is a part of an ner, you know, it's what the ner creates.
Could you define the machlokas again?
Yeah. There's a goal is piercing, but the method of piercing is through ma'isad lakas aner. Okay, so the question is that does the mitzvah and the quantity of the mitzvah have to be emerged from the framework of the ma'isah mitzvah of the ma'isad lakas aner? So it means the ma'isah is a ma'isah on a chas of aner. So therefore, if you want it to be two, then the framework of that lakas aner has to be
but,
two.
But we're not even sure if Huna holds that.
What? No, I'm assuming he does. I'm assuming he does.
Okay, fine.
I'm assuming he does.
Otherwise, if he didn't, we wouldn't even need to see.
Well, if he didn't, then I'm just explaining how. I'm just showing.
Yeah,
you,
but
I'm
saying
know,
if he didn't, then Rav Huna would be superfluous. Right?
Yeah, right. That's what I'm saying. If he didn't hold that, then why is Rav Huna saying that case? Just jump onto Rav's case. So I'm kind of assuming that he only says his case and he doesn't choose a bigger chiddush. So you could say he didn't think of it, he didn't realize it, which maybe, like, I don't know for sure.
Yeah,
why does Mar have to put it there, right?
Right.
Why did Rashi put it in there? So I'm assuming that he's actually arguing. But even if he isn't, then I'm just defining a good
argument. Okay, fine.
You know what I mean? So for our purposes, I'm just talking about it as machlokas.
I
know.
I got it.
Yeah. Okay. So do you define again? So the punchline: do you define the quantity? Must it be defined from the framework of the chafetz shel ner, which is upon which the ma'isah mitzvah is taking place, or do you say no, that the quantity could emerge from the piercing component of that? It could ignore the universal framework of the chafetz of the ner, and it could take the flame, which is merely like a, it's not really a chafetz of the normal framework of the ner, but it's saying that's all that matters in piercing, and it could just isolate that and say how many is it, how many flames are there. That's not what kind of chafetz is that, but that's what matters. You with me?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good. So now let's go to where Daniel was headed. Okay, back to our second question. Second question. Hopefully, if we did good groundwork, it'll help us with our second question. Or we'll have to give no answer for our second question, but let's see. So what's our second question? The question is the second part of Rav's halacha, which is, let's say I don't put a a kli on top. So I have my dish that has enough multiple wicks in it, and I light them. So how many does it count for?
Two wicks.
Multiple, many. Let's say many. So it could be two. But so you said it doesn't even count for one person. Because what's going to happen is they're going to cluster together. Because
the whole point is the person that needs to have the individual wicks. So now that you just see
okay,
a cluster.
So you see one, so it becomes clustered. So it becomes clustered. So definitely the easy part is to say it's only one. Right? Because it clusters together, so it only becomes one, right? So
that's
but he's saying it's not even one. Right? So the first Chiddush is one. For sure that's possible. Okay, it can't be more than one because they're going to cluster, so now it's not going to be, right? Fine. But now he's saying it's not even one. Because since they come together, it's what does the Gemara say? The Gemara says Asa Kim Medura, right? That says it's Asa Kimin Medura.
But what we said is
one second. And Rashi says it's Eino Doma Laner, right? It's Kimin Medura. It's Eino Doma Laner. So what does that mean? Is it a Medura? Is it not a Medura? Is it an air? Is it a right? So what's the what's the sense of this thing?
Doesn't that show that it doesn't matter what it actually is? It matters how it's perceived by the people walking around.
Okay, good.
That's who Pearson done for.
Okay,
so
good.
You might be doing the mitzvah of Hadlach in there. You're lighting this many wicks.
Okay,
getting
good.
That part in.
Okay,
but
good.
For the practical purpose of
perceiving. Okay, good.
People in the street will not see that you've lit a something in honor of Hanukkah.
Okay, I mean they're going to say it's a Medura.
Oh, some guy's got a big torch.
Okay, good. So first of all, let me ask you, let's just, you're saying good. Let's get a more basic question. Let's say I actually light a Medora. Forget this. This case is like a Medora, right? Let's say I actually take a torch. Okay, I take a torch and I light it up. So is that, am I able to say that?
No.
I feel like nowadays it might be.
Okay, well, let's just forget nowadays for now. Well, why not?
Because it's primary use, the purpose of the torch is to use the light.
Well, the purpose of an air is also to use the light.
I thought the purpose of the Hanukkah nair.
Oh, Hanukkah nair. Yeah, but now let's say I have a Hanukkah torch.
Oh.
Nobody would realize what it was.
Okay. Well, let's say I'll put it by my window and whatever.
Yeah, but you want to see a
Jewish star.
Okay, say better, though. Say better. Better than just that nobody will realize.
What's that?
Better. Why isn't it?
When people see a candle, they realize it's a Hanukkah candle.
Only because they are pre-programmed to think
right.
that. Right, fine.
So.
Okay, so you mean they're not
going to
know.
They could have chosen whichever one they wanted to make.
They could have chosen, okay.
You could be programmed to light Hanukkah torches.
Okay, good. Okay, I think that's the point. I think you're both right, but that's not the mitzvah. The mitzvah is not to light a Medura, it's to light an air. No, there's two different chapsos. There's a Medura, there's an air, there's a neon light, there's an electric light, they're different entities. A Nair is different than a Medura. You could define what the differences are, but they're different. The Medura, a Nair is like a singular flame, and a torch is like a, I don't know, a cluster or whatever. I don't know. It's different. It's a different type of a fire. Right? There are different types of fires. There's a Nair and there's a Medura. Right? I mean, I don't know. It'd be interesting to define them. But it's not just the bigger Nair. Medura is different. It has multiple sources of the flame comes, and therefore it flickers, and it's just a whole different type of an entity. And the mitzvah of Hadlakah Sener Chanukah is mitzvah of Ner, not Medura. Why? I don't know. Because the Ner of the Mikdash was an Ner, wasn't a Medura. Because that's what they chose. They thought it would work better for people to. Who knows? It doesn't matter. The point is, it's Ner Chanukah. That's the mitzvah. The mitzvah is not the Hadlik Medura Shal Chanukah, it's Hadlik Ner Shal Chanukah. That's the chesed of the mitzvah. To light a Ner. Right? It's not to light a Medura. For whatever reason, that's just right. If they set it up that way, then people would fine. But that's not what they set up. That's halachically what they set up. Okay, why did they set that up as opposed to waving banners? That's the mitzvah. The mitzvah's the light of air. This isn't an air. Chafzah, it's different chafzah. Different mitzvah. It's sort of similar because it's fire, but it's a different thing. Okay, so now I'm back. Now to us. Now what? Now you're saying in our case. So what is it? What is it? Is it a Medura or is it an air?
But now we need to define what a Medura is.
It's Nair.
It's Nair.
Well, it's a Nair that doesn't appear to be a Nair.
Okay, good. So why is it a Nair?
Because that's what it is. It's just a bunch of separate wicks where the flames are joined together.
Okay, good. You're right.
It's like a Medura because it's a big flame, but the flames all combine and you put matches or whatever close enough together, then the flames become a larger flame.
Okay, so
that's
therefore,
it's like the Medura, but it's.
But why is it? Why is it in there? What are you saying?
It's like in there because the wicks are distinct.
Right,
but it's like
right. I guess it seems like the way you normally make a Medura, I would guess, is you take a bunch of things and you wind them together. You know, like in let's say in a shayah, like a Havdalah candle. Right, so you take the wicks and you weave them. I mean, it's a little funny, but you weave them together because it's wax, and
you
it becomes.
Want them to stay close.
You want them to stay close together, and it's the chatzah is constructed in that manner. The wicks, it's like a weave of wicks or of a paper, a different piece of paper, and you wrap them around, and you put another piece on and another piece on. The nature, a wick is a singular. The flame rests on a singular entity, as opposed to in a medura, it's a different chatzah. It's constructed differently, right? Now here, the chavtza is chavtza of ner. I mean, you have a lot of neros. Now you'll say, it doesn't look like a lot of neros, but it's, the chavtza, it's true, I can see saying, look, it can't count this 50 because it doesn't look like 50, it only looks like one, whatever. But the chavtza, the underlying chavtza is ner. Right? The underlying chavtza is ner. It's not a medura because a medura is a certain construction. The chavtza of the medura is constructed in a certain way. This is a construction of a ner. Now it's true, now they come and look, they merge together and look like a medura. Who cares what they look like? Who cares what it looks like? Who cares that it looks like a medura, but it's an air? What you're saying is it really is an air. Now it looks like one air. Fine, so let's count as one. Who cares that it looks like a medura? Why do I care?
You might come to actually use a medura to...
Okay, you could say that. It's like a gezera. But you could say better. Say better. Because, you know, that's like a secondary...
Yeah.
I was going to say, why do I care?
Because it's still not... It's not really... It's a bunch of nairs, but... Point of an air, it has to be one single flame. So by connecting, it's the wrong kind of air. I don't know.
Okay. Good. You think in Rava. We're in Rava. Okay, we're in Rava here.
Well, the only thing that matters is Pearson.
Okay.
That's good.
And we're starting. Are we starting on the premise that they set
see
it as Neirot, not as Madura?
Yes.
So
not
have
Madura.
To see an air. They can't see.
Okay. What was Rava's first point? That if you put a kli in between, even though the chafza is really only one, right? Even though the chafza is really only one, because in structure it's only one, it's defined as many, because
it looks
like it, and Pearson is what defines the thing.
Even
right?
With that, no, that's not, that's Rav Huna, isn't it?
No, this is Rava. There's Rava's cases where you have one kli.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So it says, even though in structure it's one.
Yeah.
But since, in terms of Pearson, there's many flames, and it looks so. That what defines the neros is the piercing, right? So therefore,
I think Rava says that there's the structure and there's the piercing,
right?
And the piercing is what matters,
right? And what defines
but
it,
regardless of the structure. But in this case, you have neither the piercing nor the structure. Both are it's lacking in both.
Well, why don't you have piercing?
Because the piercing.
Pearson only comes about if the neirot are done properly.
Why?
Yeah.
Why that have to be just that they don't have to be the same?
Well, it's like as long as the Pearson component exists, even if the structure component isn't there, you can choose the Pearson component because that's how you're looking at it.
Okay.
But if the Pearson component goes away,
okay,
and the structure isn't there, then there's nothing to grab onto.
Okay. Insofar as the Pearson, what is this? What does this look like?
Now it looks like a torch.
Like a torch, right? It's not actually a torch in structure. But does Rava care what it actually is? Rava's defining the nair vis-a-vis the appearance, right? It's actually one candle. It's one dish. But it looks like multiple flames. And you define the nair and the quantity based upon the way it looks, right? The flame. So he says, similarly, is it really a medura? It's not really a medura. Structurally, it's not a medura. But it's kamin medura, and it's not domel aner. So it means, in the framework of Pearson, it's not an air. And it's domel aner means it looks like. It doesn't look like an air. It looks like a medura. Now, the whole point is that in this mitzvah, we're looking at ner from the framework of Pearson. So from the framework of Pearson, anyone who looks at it, they say, oh, look at that medura on his front lawn. Right, what's that medura doing there? In terms of piercing, it's not piercing of an air. So even though, in fact, in structure
but
it really is...
It's not, but you could say that, but you could also say again that. Let's say it's Hanukkah. You see a medura on someone's lawn with tons of distinct wicks.
Yeah.
You're going to say, okay, it's a menorah.
No, that's true.
It's a messed up menorah.
That's true, but then you're going to say it's... But then you'll say that he has... The same measure, if you have a lot of neon lights, you'll say it's there for Hanukkah. But he'll say it's not an air. It's not an air. It's a medura. In your case, you say he has 10 meduras, but the mitzvah isn't by meduras. So even though maybe a lot of people are going to think about Hashem and the miracle, but that's not the mitzvah. So they have to say that it's an air. The mitzvah is near Hanukkah. So So the question is, does the viewer see Nero?
Well, I have a question. When you see this Madura, can you not tell it looks apart?
No, it looks like a Madura.
It just looks like a big ball.
Just like you don't see that it's one Kli. Because so far as what you see, you just see a Madura. That's what Rashi says.
You either see one Kli.
That's exactly what Rashi says. Shanero, he says, the fire joins together in the middle, the Eno Dome Elaner. It's not similar. It doesn't look like, that's what it means. It's not similar to an air. So it means from looking at it, it doesn't look like an air. It is an air, but it doesn't look like it. So an observer, just like an observer is not going to know that it's only one Kli because he sees 10 individual flames, here he's not going to know that it's not a Madura because he sees the flames joined together. And he'll say, but anyone, a candle maker who looks at it close up will say that's not a Madura, will say that's an air. But Rava's whole point is the Koveya here is the Rawa, is the way it looks because of the framework of Pearson. So it really is part two of his Allah. Part two. These two Allahs are the same. They're two parts of the same thing. Which are a case where structurally you'd say it's only one, and it's not so, it's not going to fulfill the mitzvah for many people, but since it looks like it, it is. And then the other case where structurally it is the mitzvah, because it's an air, it's an eros, but since the roa, since the way it looks, therefore it's not. So he has like the positive, both cases show you the same idea, but they're opposites. The cases where the framework of Pearson helps you, makes it into multiple neros, where structurally it's not, and the framework of Pearson hurts you, makes it like a Madura, and postles it, disqualifies it, even though the framework of Nair, the structural framework, would allow for it, would say it's okay. Right? You could argue, again, I don't know, we really don't know, but maybe Rav Huna would say it's not Madura. Maybe Rav Huna would say it's one, because look, it's not a Madura. And in terms of the chafta, it's really there. Now, it looks like a Madura, I don't care. I don't care what it looks like. I'm not sure. I don't know what he wrote. But it's Rava's framework, definitely, that's part of his whole framework. Rav Huna, assuming he argues, which we're not 100% positive about, you know, to say, at least you could say we choose that case, but he's just not talking about that case. His case is this case, and then he's saying he never comes on to the Madura case in the first one, you know. So, but you could argue in his framework that you just go by the chafta, the thing in the chafta. I don't care what it looks like. But you could say he also cares about what it looks like. Because there's cases like if you light the Ner Chanukah in your hand, so it's not as possible. Because the observer is going to say that you're using it for your own tzara, for your own purpose. So you do see, like, the observer definitely is a role, according to everybody, has some sort of role in it. So it could be he'll exclude the thing. So it could be Rav Huna just saying is that if it's one Ner, you can't make it two because of your son. But if, in terms of if it doesn't function for Pearson, because Ro is going to say it's a Madura, so you can't, it's one, it's an error. Yeah, but it's not Pearson. I mean, it's not Pearson of an error. The observer is not going to say there's an error. It could be even he'll agree that. But it belongs in Ra. Like in Rava, it really it goes very much together with his original statement. You with me? Question? Okay, so I think that's this. I mean, if you want, you could look. I mean, I don't know if I'm going to do this. Tomorrow I think I want to do something else. But I'll just reference you to an interesting thing here, is that there's a Machlokas in the Rishonim. Machlokas in the Rishonim. Tor, and the Rosh, Iran. Is, let's say I have this wax in a plate. I have a lot of wax. But I don't put a clay on top of it. But they're sufficiently far apart. A tafach, an etzba apart, a finger width apart, let's say, such that they don't converge. Okay, so they stay distinct. So what would you say?
Well, I can see both sides of Mahalakas.
Okay.
Because on the one hand, they're separate, so they should be distinct. But on the other hand, you're scared that they come together any second.
Okay, but scared.
I'll tell you, because one bad wind blows it in.
Okay. Let's say that's already like a... I hear what you're saying, but
like,
let's say
you're keeping them separate.
That's like a chashash kind of, you know. But let's just this is simple. It's the simple way you'd say without bringing in that. Simple way you'd say it's separate. Sure. They're separate, right? And that's what I think the Ron says, and the Torah says at the Rosh. It's like, look, the whole thing is because it's in a doma l'ner, it's a doma kevendura, and right. But here he's saying really it counts for many people because they're separate flames. So you don't have to. the Gemara says you have to put a kli, you'll say it doesn't. You don't have to put a kli. It's if they're very close together. If you don't put a kli, then that's what's going to happen. They're going to all join together, and the kli works. But if they're sufficiently far apart that you don't need the kli, then fine, you don't need the kli.
But shouldn't you need the kli just like you need to make sure the candle will burn for a certain? Like,
I know. That's kind of what I was trying to say. It's like it would be like upside, right? It was,
like you have to set it up so that it'll.
I know. But it seems like the way they have the case, that they're sufficiently far apart. Let's say the case is they're not going to blow together. They're not going to blow together in a few minutes. So the case is, otherwise they stay. They don't say that. They're doing it in a way where it really, you know, it's not going to blow together. Mm-hmm. It's far enough apart that it's not windy and whatever, it's not blowing. But still, for some reason, the Torah says, he doesn't buy it. He says, because how far apart are you going to have to put them? He says, if you have a kli, then that separates them. But he says, if you just assume you put it apart, because the Rosh says it's like an etzma or something, you have a finger apart. He says, where do you get that from?
The Torah wants some sort of physical separation.
Right. He says, if you don't have a physical separation,
space doesn't count for them.
Right.
Why?
I don't know. That's what we have. That's my question for you.
Well, it's not usually not based on a chashash?
I don't know. He doesn't say it's because of chashash. He just seems to say that. I mean, yeah. That's the question. Maybe we could take it up in the beginning tomorrow, but he doesn't say, he just says you need a shear.
Well,
in order to stay if I have a shear.
I mean, the problem with a physical barrier is that no one can see that at night anyway, really. So, like, I don't know if you could say you need a physical barrier so people can see it. Like,
I know, that's really the Rav, that's why it seems like the Rosh Hashanah. I'm not sure, correct, because the whole point here is the Rav, and the whole thing is the Pearson.
Well,
and it really cares, so if it joins together, those join together, it really cares about. I know, that's the question, what's the Torah's problem? What's he bothered by? I mean, it sounds like the Ron and the Rosh emerges beautifully out of the way we're doing this again, right? They say the Gemara has a case that you put a kli on top of it. But the point isn't that. The point is the Rawa. The point is the way it looks. So you don't have to have that if you make a sufficient separation. Now, how much? I don't know. You work it out. If it's, that's what they say. Someone says if they're thick wicks, you're going to need more than a top. Fine. So whatever it is, it's not a, there's no a strict halachic thing. But the point is, make sure the flames are distinct. If the flames are distinct, then it's distinct. If the flames aren't distinct, they aren't distinct. What's the Torah's problem? That no, what's your shear? Well, how are you going to objectify the thing? What's the problem? Why is he doing that? So you can look at it. I mean, maybe I'll tell you guys in the morning, but maybe you can look at that. Maybe you can look at that. But what I want to do tomorrow is a different thing. And Adam's not. Is Adam around?
He went back to work.
Oh, forgot about that. Okay, so he made a request.
He lives there.
I'm saying move back there.
So they made a request. Is that, you know? He says sometimes, oftentimes, you know, when you learn about Hanukkah, you're always doing some sort of question about Pearson. Right? Pearson is invariably part of everything. So it's simply the Hanukkah. All the Svaras have the word Pearson in it. So he wanted to know about like the history or the war. Or, I don't know. Like they said, like I don't know if there's really sikyas about that. Or, you know, it's like.
Can we learn the book of Maccabees?
So what I want to do is, I'm not exactly going to do that. I'm not sure if I'm going to do exactly what he wanted, but I want to do the Rambam, where he tells you about the Mitzvah of Hanukkah, and he tells you a little bit of the story. Yes.
I was asking Rabbi Sidman about that, because he was saying that he does include some of the story.
Yeah. So that's what I want to, like, and there's an interesting issue. It's like, what, if I'd ask you, what is Hanukkah celebrating?
Oil burn for 8 days,
right? Okay, good. So if you read Al Nisim, what is it celebrating?
The
enemies, right? I mean, it seems like it almost doesn't mention the candle. It doesn't mention the miracle of the candle. It almost doesn't even mention. It mentions the candle. You look at it, but it seems like there's the mitzvah has nothing to do with the war. This is all about the candle. Al Nisim is almost 100% about the war. The Rambam has them both. So that's my question is like, what's the interplay? Why is it then the mitzvah of the candles were only lighting candles? The Al Nisim were really only mentioning the war, and somehow the Rambam has a mixture of the two.
Is there a way to mix the war into the other minhagim we have on Chanukah? Like,
but those are minhagim. I mean,
fried foods.
Yeah, okay, it could be, but those are minhagim. I mean, the intrinsic takana doesn't seem to lend itself to it. So if you want to do it, I'd like to prepare. It's in Hilchos Chanukah, which is in Zmanim, the end of Zmanim. Perek Gimel, Halacha Aleph, and I guess Aleph or Gimel. First three halachas, basically. Okay, first three halachas.
Perek what?
Perek Gimel. Gimel, Aleph through Gimel. Okay? And you could also look at it, read over Al Nisim. see what it means and try to weave these things together. Okay?
You mean Montagiano is not necessarily go along with the story. It's just when we say it in Davin, is it part of Alanism or is it a separate part?
Oh, that's part of Alanism.
Yeah?
Yeah. So what else is it? Why else would it feel like that's Alanism? Assuming that's part of Alanism. That's Yoga.
No, I was asking if the Bimei Montagiano was part of Alanism or is it a separate kind of...
I think that is. I think Alanism just says there's two forms of Alanism. I think so. I mean, that's... Yeah. I think that's what you're adding in. Yeah. Okay, so hopefully we'll do tomorrow, I guess, around the same time, right?
Yeah.
Okay.